it just doesn't have a confluence to even get into the market, not put any dollars at risk whatsoever. That's because 90% of the time you do nothing, because the setup's not there. You're not chasing anything.
This is the How to Trade Stocks Options podcast, brought to you by 10MinuteStockTrader.com, where we cover finance, stocks, options, entrepreneurship, education, and money. And here's your host, voted one of the top 100 people in finance, Christopher Yule.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready to effortlessly take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day? Well, the 10-Minute Trading Room is exactly what you've been looking for. Head to 10-Minute Trading Room right now to learn more and trade alongside us inside the 10-Minute Trading Room.
Be sure to like, subscribe, and watch all of our past episodes.
Good afternoon, traders. Happy March 21st. I believe we're at the spring equinox. Is that today? Or the spring solstice? It's got to be solstice. Can't be an equinox. Either way, I think that's today. Have a fantastic day. Dr. Sinclair is here. I appreciate you showing up, Dr. Sinclair. All right, I'm not going to keep you too long today. Today is a transition day, and let's break it down. Let's break it down. Welcome to the 10-Minute Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, with our 10 minutes to freedom trading strategy, as you know, it always starts with the market. We're going to let the market tell us which way it's going, and we do that by a few key performance indicators. First, we want to see the 10-day under the 20-day and price under the 50-day if we're bearish. Now what I see here is the 10-day is under the 20-day, so the blue line's under the black line. However, price is over the red line, and I think, this is my opinion, I could be 1,000% wrong. I think we're about to have a nice, strong, bullish move, like a real strong bull move, because this is my opinion. Keep this in mind. I think the Fed is going to rate cut. I don't think we're going to get a 25 basis points. If anything, I think best case scenario, we get a rate cut. Worst case scenario, we get a pause. Pause meaning they don't raise or lower rates. If we get a rate cut, I would expect the market to just rip your face off rally. I could be wrong, but that's what I'm seeing out there. So that's my opinion. That's what I think is going to happen. And that's going to be happening this week, I believe. So we have a lot of anticipation for that coming up here. And what we see here is now mixed, right? We have price over the 50-day, but the 10 and 20 are still crossed down. Breadth-wise, however, we still see 23%. Only one in four stocks is above its own 50-day moving average, right? That's not bullish. Lastly is FINCLA being green. So this says mixed, bearish, bullish. Now, if I were betting man, if I were putting my money on the line, what would I be doing? Victor knows. Good to see you, Victor. I'd be holding cash. That is what I'm seeing right now. Hold that cash until we get market confirmation signals, Victor and Mike and Dr. Sinclair and anybody else who's watching right now. That's what we got to be doing right now. Holding that cash. Now, I really want to emphasize the point of why we follow rules, right? Yesterday, we got out of COP. Yesterday, we got out of USO. Yesterday, we got out of PSX. All three of these are up like strong today. COP's up nearly 4%. USO is up 2.5%. PSX, meh. It was up early on in the day. It's about flat now, but still about where we got out yesterday. Seriously, this is why you follow rules, right? What? How many dollars is that? That's a $3 move there. How many dollars is this? That's a over $2 move right there. You've got to. And this is why I kind of pontificated in the Discord this morning. I said, I hope you contained your and reduced your risk yesterday in USO, COP, and PSX. All of these are up huge to start the morning. This is why you must have consistency and discipline. If you don't have discipline to follow the plan yesterday, you're definitely feeling the heat today. This isn't a hobby. This is the greatest game in the world, but only if you know how to follow the rules. And if you don't, you can watch things just run you right over. Let's move into final thoughts. Trading is simple, not easy. We've had this discussion many times, and I kept saying it's easy, but in reality, trading is simple, not easy. 90% of the time, you do nothing because the setup is not there, aka a transition day. 90% of the time, you do nothing. We're not chasing price action. Just because price is moving doesn't mean you're clicking that mouse. Discipline, patience, and persistence. That's what you need to win. On a day like today, on a transition day, where the market is not trending one way or another, it's mixed. You got the market breadth being super suppressed, either way. You've got our market timing signal being bullish. It just doesn't have a confluence to even get into the market, not put any dollars at risk whatsoever. That's because 90% of the time you do nothing, because the setup's not there. You're not chasing anything. And that is the difference between why trading is simple, but not easy. Because most people can't wait. My dad, when I was a kid, I'd have, give me, a few bucks every now and then. And I would spend it as fast as possible. And he'd say, "You got a hole in your pocket?" "No, why do you say that?" He's like, "You just can't even hold on to that money. You got to spend it as fast as you can." Or he'd say, burning a hole in your pocket. That's what it is. That's, I think, the mentality of most traders. If I'm not trading, then I'm not a trader. But what it's going to take, and you know this, is waiting. And then every once in a while put on a trade. Only when things are set up. So thank you all so much for coming to today's 10-Minute Trading Room. It's going to be easy for the next couple days or so while the market figures out which direction it's going to go. And then we're going to pounce once again. Have a fantastic afternoon. Someone just showed up. Daniel, good morning. Transition day. Be sure to watch the replay, though. I kind of went a little deep on a couple of things. Have a fantastic afternoon, Daniel and Victor and Dr. Sinclair. We'll talk soon. Hey, don't forget, head to 10minutetradingroom.com to learn how to effortlessly take the guesswork out of trading in only 10 minutes a day and start trading right beside us in the 10-Minute Trading Room.